Good morning. It's February 13th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. And today's title is Waves. Waves are inspiring not because they rise and fall, but because each time they fall, they never fail to rise again. Josh Billings. Why are we transfixed by the surf at the shore? Why is the sound of waves breaking on the beach the most popular sound soother for people trying to go to sleep? What is it about rhythmicity that so attracts the human brain? When I was a child spending the summers on Penobscot Bay in Maine, I used to lie on the foredeck of my grandfather's 26-foot Dark Harbor 17. She was built around 1930 and now belongs to my 92-year-old uncle, who still sails her every summer. Fledgling is all teak and mahogany, with wooden sail rings, wooden mast, boom and gaff, and halyards and sheets that are all manual, with no winches or jam cleats. She's a sailor's sailboat, with very little freeboard, and a long overhanging bow and stern, with only 17 feet touching at the waterline. Lying on the deck with my head turned to the side, I could hear the water rushing under her hull, and the waves slapping against her bow. I remember it as more of a whispering gurgle, the sound of muffled conversation in the distance, since on most compass points my father and grandfather were downwind in the cockpit and barely audible. The sun baking on my back, the ice-cold water rushing underneath, even as a supercharged 10-year-old, I would still drift off to sleep. Only a change in tack with the jib sheets brushing over my body would awaken me. This memory is from 60 years ago, and yet it's as clear as if it were yesterday. Waves are the result of unseen forces. And to most of us non-physicists, their unending pattern of rise and fall, terminating in the repetitive curl of breakers on the beach, all across the world, has in it, well, the feel of the miraculous. Sound also travels in waves, and as those waves hit our tympanic membranes in the ear, the vibration is carried from our middle to our inner ear and then onto the brain. Sound soothers may also emit pink, red, brown, white, and black noise, depending on the frequencies of the sound waves that are combined. While these can be helpful for my family of sailors, it's definitely the rhythmic sound of the surf that puts us out. Energy travels in waves, sound, light, and all other electromagnetic impulses, as far as we know. As a biologist, I can tell you, just like the physicist and the chemist can, that nature has a phenomenal tendency to express itself in repetitive patterns. There are 9 recognized natural patterns, including symmetries, trees, spirals, meanders, waves, foams, tessellations, cracks, and stripes. Many can be modeled mathematically. Those of us who believe in an intelligence guiding the creation and course of the universe see it expressed all around us, all the time. We see God in all these natural patterns, just as we do in the ocean waves. I think the sound soother works because it transports us mentally to a place where God is, and that place is where we were created. That place we call home. That place is safe and comforting. Even if not all of us remember our earthly home as a good place, I believe there's a place in all of us that recognizes where we came from and who made us. The loving home that some of us are blessed enough to have as a memory is only a weak foreshadowing of what it will be like when we really go home. We all need sleep. If you have trouble getting there, try out the waves on the beach. It might just help you on that path to peace. I lay down and slept, yet I woke up in safety, for the Lord was watching over me. Psalm 3:5 NIV. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. Your sleep will be sweet. Proverbs 3:24 NIV. Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28 NIV. Lord, let me find rest in you. Let the remarkable natural patterns found all around us reassure us of your omnipotence and plan, and in that reassurance, cause us to relax. You got this, God. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.